Blog Talk Radio.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really being reasonable, you know we're better.
Écoutez, à midi.
Quelle heure est-il?
Il est midi.
C'est l'heure de déjeuner.
Ce qu'il y a à manger. Écoutez.
If you really are honest with yourself, ladies, and you look in the mirror and you really, really being reasonable, you know we're better.
You can't be the queen yet, because you're the queen, because I'm the king. Can't be a queen without a king.
You know we're better.
Yo, 9:01 p.m., transmitting live from Mars, say James Joey P. Midwest Z, 914-219-0866 is the number to dial, and we are here for you guys, ladies and gentlemen, on Wednesday, November 18th. We are in the midst of, I'm just realizing, an NBA draft that I have not been paying attention to since I got home. I just realized that shit. And the Bulls had the fourth pick. I don't know what the hell has happened. Somebody inform me.
Okay.
The kid from Georgia went one.
He did, okay.
Wiseman, was at Memphis.
Memphis.
He went to the Warriors.
Okay. Wow.
LaMelo went to the Hornets.
Oh, he went to the Hornets. Oh, Hornets moved up.
Now, Hornets had three. So
Hornets had three? I thought Timberwolves had three.
Yeah, Hornets had three.
Oh, okay.
So, and I'm trying to pull up Chicago. The Wizards drafted another foreigner. Like
that dude from Israel?
They always do. Yeah, the dude from Israel.
They were expecting he was going to go to the Bulls.
Yeah, so surprisingly, Halliburton hasn't been picked yet. I got Patrick Williams from Florida State.
Patrick Williams?
Yeah.
Who the hell is that?
He's like a power forward.
Who the hell is that?
Is that the kid that shoot funny?
Kind of, sort of.
Tall kid, kind of like a guy, like a lazy Sean Marion type shot.
Oh.
Like that weird ass over the cranium.
Yeah,
The chest shot.
Yeah, is that him? I don't think so.
Shoot like that. It's not as bad as how like LaMelo. LaMelo had that shot for a long time. When he finally went overseas, I guess they corrected it. But he was shooting like that for a long fucking time. But it's a draft. It's a bunch of no-name motherfuckers.
Patrick Williams. I'm looking son up right now. Patrick Williams. I feel bad that I haven't been more astute to my duties of my fandom. Feel bad as hell. Oh well.
I mean,
well,
what is worth? College basketball is watered down. Like it's super watered down.
Yeah, everybody's the same motherfucker that
come out at
the college game now, it seemed like.
Well, I mean, the let me find the right word here. The perspective is changed, right? Everybody's trying to get to 82 games a season. It's just like in college football. I mean, everybody's trying to play on Sunday. That's the focus. So it kind of takes away from the integrity of the game, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if it was back to bragging rights, man, it would be NCAA of the late 90s, early 2000s. when it was real ball.
I blame Ed O'Bannon.
I don't disagree.
How did he fit into the conversation?
So he, for the longest time, even once he left and he realized that his NBA career was going to be shit, that's when he kind of started this whole rallying cry as far as the NCAA is concerned. And I get what he was trying to do, but I don't want anyone to kind of take away from the fact that, yeah, like, you know, the players eventually, you know, they're going to begin to get compensated. They can't use their likenesses without their permission now. So, I mean, granted, right, the collateral damage turned out to be great, but overall, it was basically Ed O'Bannon just trying to get paid. Like, he wasn't
wow.
concerned about the grand scheme of things. Him and his brother was just worried about getting paid. So it just put a bigger – I think it put a bigger spotlight on the business side of college athletics. And I think this generation, you know, for the betterment of this generation, they understand the business side of things. Whereas when I would say myself – and, you know, either some of the guys who might be about, I was given about 5 years younger than me. Like, you went because you was like, all right, I'm going, you know, if I get this, I'm trying to go to get this degree. And it's a little different for football. Basketball, like, when they mandated that they had to go to the league, I mean, had to go to college for the 1 year, that shit, it was a wrap. College basketball ain't been right since.
Yeah, it definitely became more of a business at that point. Absolutely true.
Yeah, it's a stop. It's just a stop. And so now they can go G League. Now
they go overseas.
He went overseas.
Yeah, play with grown men over there. Pat.
Wow. Jalen Smith just went to Phoenix.
Man, what the fuck Phoenix think about to do with old ass Chris Paul though? That's what I want to know.
You know,
I mean,
Phoenix. I saw that earlier. I think he's a good addition. I mean, Phoenix has kind of been on. They've been like walking the line for the last couple of seasons. They always fizzle out, but I think they might be trying to make some serious moves this year.
I don't believe in it.
You know,
I don't believe it. Devin Booker is nice, but I don't believe in it though. Like, it's kind of like I don't believe in him the same way I don't really believe in Utah. You know what I mean? Like, not Utah. Denver. I feel like there's an ingredient missing in Denver. Like, Jamal Murray is. You got to keep your eye on him now. At this point, like, he made it known, like, you know, I'm nothing to be messed with over here. And right. You know, the old dad bod paws down, you know, and running center. You know what I'm saying? You know, those two. That's a great combination. But it's like, I don't know. It's like Denver. Denver never came across to me as a championship team. Like, there's just certain teams in the league that I just don't see winning, like, almost ever. Maybe once in, you know, because every dog has his day. But I don't see them as one of those teams. Like, I don't see Sacramento as a championship team. You know, I don't see Milwaukee, even though they did it with Lou Alcindor, or Kareem or whatever, but, you know. No, it was Minneapolis.
Wow.
I'm sorry, Minneapolis. It was Minneapolis. I'm sorry, it was Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying? Those are the original Lakers before they went to L.A., Minneapolis Lakers. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Minnesota, still like New Age Minnesota, I don't see them ever becoming a championship team. You know, even though they had Kevin Garnett and Steph and Malik Sealy on there, and that was a heavy – That was their squad. They had heart, but you know, they're just one of those teams. So I said I had to say that they're just one of those teams.
I want to disagree with you with Phoenix.
Yeah.
Like, Chris Paul has proven that he's going to win. No matter where he goes, he's going to
win.
As long
as that don't get hurt in the playoffs.
So, here's what I think Chris Paul is there to do. Chris Paul is there to teach them to win. I don't think they got him there to try to win a title. Teach these dudes to win, and, you know, you beat a veteran. You beat what he's always wanted to be on all his teams. He's the top dog. He's the top dog. So I think with adding Jalen Smith from Maryland, it helps with DeAndre Ayton. It helps him. I hate that they had to give up Oubre in the trade because Oubre was a solid wing defender. So now you have got to hope that Ty Warren is what he's, Ty Warren went to the Pacers. So, yeah, they got a hole. They have a hole at small forward. Like, I don't know Phoenix's roster offhand, but I think with them winning straight out through the bubble, I think it made Phoenix a bit more appealing. And honestly, if Chris Paul didn't want to go to Phoenix, he wouldn't be in.
I get that. I don't know. We're kind of indifferent on that situation. But anyway, 9/11, we're going to take a break. We got a few things to talk about. We already got to one of them inadvertently. But we'll keep you updated as the night goes on about the draft and what's going on with your favorite team in your local market. But other than that, they're turning on these towers everywhere, and everybody's getting a spike in COVID cases now. So they've kind of put out a mandate with the fact that you can't have no more than 10 people over for Thanksgiving, 10 people or less. That's the edict that has been placed. I'm curious to see how many people are really going to follow along with that, or is this going to just be a Thanksgiving for the ages that, you know, everybody's going to play the crib. So,
well,
you know, we'll tap into that. And then finally, we'll talk about what are the options for men to do, that men have, if their wife decides to hold out. And, you know, we're going to talk about some of the reasons why she would hold out and get into some number sense, see if we can make sense out of all of it. Like, isn't that what you signed up for when y'all signed that marriage license? Because that is a lifetime binding contract between the two of you. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. We'll break that down a little bit later on the show, but we're going to take this break now. And like I said, we're going to come back and get back about COVID Thanksgiving 2020. Who you with? Be right back.
As we go through life, one of the big questions about things we purchase is what the value of it is. Is it really worth it?
I used to be at the tunnel, 20 deep in a huddle, razors on us that'll make skin bubble, Moet we guzzle, Chris Lighty lit me in a few times with nines, that's on guard, wish you would've walked by, it bumped me harder just, looked at me wrong, my chain on, try to book me, you gone, goons, Italian leathers, couple bottles of Dom, took risks, this ain't what you want, there's rules to this, don't get it misconstrued, my suit game was crisp. Silk linen chiffon, Dior to Diodora, but I rock custom more. The hustler aura, tap in, razor cutter, 90s, 80s lover, raised in gutters, raised above it. They made it about the hood subject, I made you love it. Crazy, I knew this chick, she had a blue Benz, a jersey penthouse. She used to pimp girls that would turn rich men out. Her coke habits was so savage. She hear voices and see ghosts on the average of a stepdad, he raised her from a carriage. She was 12 when he passed, she's been in hell since that. Her grandma raised her, I met her in Kingston, Jamaica. We're veteran kingpins, bought acres. Rest in peace, Louis Rankin, original Don Dada.
Jamaica road boy, I don't want to ramp with bomber clap me. Come on. I murder people for fun. Murder on a bomber clap for fun.
Peace.
signs in the air for sun. Put his name on the street sign, there where he from. Whenever we hear his bangers, flare for blunt and praise God. And pray we all prepared when he come for us. Just opened my new office, West Coast branch. Place my teacup on the saucer, it's Esco man, bossed up. Nothing feels better than doing deals with my brothers. It's surreal how I feel, y'all should love us. Life is a test, so congratulations to your success. For having patience, you deserve the best. You know how they do niggas, the IRS. People I ain't even met, taking out my check. They the biggest gangsters, I respect the jokes. We buying big boy mansions, they respect the crooks. This for my project niggas, and blue Benzes, Mercedes emblems, with they bitch with them.
915, that was that Nas Blue Benz off that latest King's Disease. That was one of my favorite joints on there. We just didn't, we weren't able to play it the night that we talked about it. But check the repertoire. 914-290-866 is the number two dial. Jovi P, Midwest ZM, Save James, Chairman Live from Mars, as we said already. But yo, this Versus joint is really happening tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going down.
I'm kind of, you know, I kind of got a, you know, that gut feeling, man. Paul's like, you know, I don't know, yo. I don't know what's going to, you know, going to happen here, man. You know, like.
And Gucci confirmed they both going to be in the same room.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
And he's already trolling him, too. About, you know, with your dig up your boy shit or whatever, like.
Oh, boy. It's, I know.
And then you're going that. Go ahead, my fault.
I mean, it's no different.
No, no.
Easy told
you
him,
know, it's like a perfect,
make sure he
like
show up and not the clone.
Ooh. You know, that's another aspect, but. You know, it feels like I said on the phone, it just like feels like a setup for like, feels like the perfect storm to set black folks back 25 years in the blink of an eye. I just feel it. Pause. It's just something's not right. Something's just not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, first of all, y'all know the history between these two. And then, okay. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's
they gotta put out all the big dogs.
Yeah. That's what feels a good idea. That's just where I'm at. I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
But you know, hey, everybody's gonna watch it. So they may break the internet tomorrow night. So
no bullshit.
You know, be prepared to have to probably, you know, go you know, take your turn and watch here and there, whatever like that. So it's one of those situations. But anyway, so where do we start with this? We talked about it yesterday, and I said that I knew of a coworker of mine back when I was teaching. Or, you know, I was working at a school teaching an enrichment program. And one of the my coworkers, not an actual program, but when he's teaching the school, he alludes to the fact that after he got married to Shorty, she just kind of like, you know, stopped putting out for whatever reason. And I was like, God, I was like, you get the fuck out of here. I'm like, you know, you're talking like, you know, she pulling that hall pass, I'm tired shit, like, you know, every other weekend or something like that. He was like, dude, no, I'm talking like months. Like, it's been months since I've got anything from her. And I'm like, damn, months? You know, first thing I said to him, I said, she getting from somewhere else then, dude. Like, I don't mean to break it to you like this. I hope you didn't, like, not consider it. But, you know, that was my first thought. But, in growing, pause, like, you know, in relationships and everything like that, I understand that there's more than one reason that the woman is stepping out, that they would not want to do something. Do I understand it? No, I don't. But at the end of the day, if it's not anything physically wrong with you, you know what I'm saying, then I feel like all bets are off. Like, you know, this is what we signed up for, you know, and what grounds does that leave you to operate on? What grounds does that leave you to operate on? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of leeway or what kind of options does a man have to do to make a decision? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how y'all feel about it. I mean, obviously, we don't suffer from that situation. But what do you feel is like the, you know, a way to kind of, I don't know, address it and try to resolve it? I'm curious. Pause on what you guys are thinking.
So, and I'll get to some stats here in a second, but I'm going to say that, you know, we all have children, and, you know, we all have our struggles with, during a certain time frame, obviously, you know, especially during infancy, it's not an ideal time for them. And hell, it may not even be ideal for the male factor either, but that can be worked out and worked through. And I don't always see it as a perspective of someone getting it from somewhere else, because there's a lot of different factors involved. I think that, you know.
Let me throw this piece of, I'm sorry, this detail left out. And they just got married. They just got married.
Well, yeah. Okay. So that's a little bit of a different situation. Do I think it's a step out type deal? Not really. I mean, it could be. I don't foresee someone giving it up consistently, and then they say I do, and
that's exactly how it was explained.
Something happened before
that's
that.
That's exactly how it was explained to me.
No, I can dig it. That 100%. I mean, usually it's so one of the factors, you know, of a woman not wanting. Is the type of relationship that they're having, right? Like, they're not getting enough emotional support, and women are very emotional attached beings, and so even if they're kind of, as they say, quote unquote, just fucking, they still have an emotional attachment to a dude. Period. Like there's no, I don't care what anybody says. There's some sort of an attachment. And so when that's lacking in the relationship, that's actually the number one cause is you know, because it says, you know, within months, like there's a testimonial is within months, who I thought the woman of my dreams was became a nightmare. And she was just withholding, you know, like, you know, you don't do this anymore, you don't do that. Instead of just talking about it, she held it in, which caused her not to have a sexual drive. And even, like, when they would have sex, he said it was just, like, it was dry, literally physically dry and emotionally dry.
That's the worst. Sandpaper? That's the worst.
Bruh.
I heard thinking about it.
But, right. Yeah, like you said, I mean, right? I mean, you say I do, and then weeks later, it's a total game changer. Yeah, that's different.
And I understand women operate from a different set of standards than men do. On a larger scale, I'm not talking about like each microcosm of a situation, but just from a general sense, and I'm not generalizing here. As far as when it comes to how women's emotional track record is. But what I'm saying is that I feel that, and I feel that it's a common ground that we believe that women tend to, you know, make decisions based on how they feel, based on feeling. So, like, they're attached to the decision that they make mentally. You know what I mean? And it's more of a mental connection to how you win a woman over anyway than it is physical.
Right.
The physical is great. That may get their attention, but can you keep their attention? You know what I mean? So I get all of that. And I think that's what – I think that's why it's kind of like, you know, it just befuddles men sometimes because, you know, that's how we're wired. Men are physical. We're physical creatures. We're wired different, you know. And when those two worlds sometimes don't see eye to eye, there could be a lot of friction, you know what I'm saying, pun intended. And I think with that, you know, there's definitely women have a lot more reasons to say that they're not interested in having sex or whatever like that, but just to kind of like just to turn the faucet off, I feel there's something more to it than that. Jovi, what are your thoughts on it? And, you know, she's in the case that I'm talking specifically, you know, they met, everything was great. It was, you know, Pornhub, Xvideo, YouPorn.com all over the place before they exchanged vows. And after that, she turns into a prude. You know what I mean?
I definitely sympathize with that.
No,
I'm
not at all.
Super good over here.
Yeah.
Like super
yes.
good. So
yes.
just from just an outside opinion looking into the situation, like something had to have clicked in Shorty's head for her to kind of just be like, you know what? I'm good off
I'm
of you.
Good.
So
yeah,
and like
yeah.
like Z said, it's a mental, it's so much more into as far as a woman making that decision. Well, most women. Hence why, depending on the guy, as long as he had that mental, no matter how many guys came, you know, was between him and the next guy or the next guy or the next guy, as long as he has her mental, he can always run back off and smash it. So
right.
something definitely had to trigger mentally or even emotionally. Like maybe it's the adjustment to, you know, the new nuptials. It's so many variables when it comes down to the, you know, the softer sex, the, you know, to ladies, that you can't really pinpoint it on one thing. Like you can't just pinpoint it, because even if at its core it's this, by the time they got to telling you, then it's that snowball effect to where now they bringing up the one time I wanted to fuck you, you came in the house with salty dick and I just said I didn't want to do it. Then you hear about all these times and you hear these windows where it's like, damn, so I could have been fucking. And so, but what it does, then it creates a complex with that guy. It's like, well, fuck, like,
yep.
am I ever going to be, like, is it ever going to fucking happen? Because at this point, you feel like it's going to be any ticky-tack thing that she can say or do to try to withhold it.
Right.
Because women weaponize sex. They know that, you know, it's not happening unless they want it to happen.
That's a fact.
And a lot of women are told to weaponize it to get what they want. So maybe now that she got the ring, she's like, all right, what else? Now I'm withholding this cookie.
I need a whip. I need a house.
What the fuck else can he do?
No, but here's the thing, though. They were both good financially. They were straight. You know what I mean? Like, I've been to their crib. They were doing just fine. You know what I'm saying? So trust me, it had nothing to do with money. Nothing at all. Nothing to do with money. They were good.
Very.
It was just weird, and it was like, and I guess I was the only person that was of, like, you know, contemporary status at the school or whatever that, you know, he kind of aligned himself with to be able to share that with me. Because, you know, that's I wouldn't have told that shit to nobody. Fuck that. But, you know, the fact that he felt he can confide to me, you know, about that, just to kind of gain perspective on, like, what to do, you know, I thanked him for the opportunity to, like, you know, to kind of, you know, help me kind of consider things or whatever like that. You know what I mean? So, but at the same time, it was just weird, like, the whole setup. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what they're like behind closed doors, but, you know, I could see some kind of prudish tendencies with Shorty. But dude, like, you know, he's just, you know, regular 1-2 cat. You know what I'm saying? Like, Kevin, you know what I'm saying, dude from Philly, you know what I'm saying, schooled well, you know what I mean, like, you know, got the heart of a Philly fighter. So it's like, you know, typical product of his environment, but, you know, at the end of the day, it was just weird about how that whole shit went down. And, you know, it was, I don't know, I felt bad about giving him that advice because, like I said, I didn't even look at it as, you know, maybe something she going through or, like, you know, maybe it's you. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know what homeboy's like at home, but I just know when we hung out.
And that's the other thing.
You know what I'm saying? What I gleaned from him was like, you know, he's a regular cat. You know what I'm saying? So, that's what that was weird. But if a woman does hold out, so we're going to answer this question on the other side of this break. If she does hold out, does that give you reason to step out? We'll frame it this way. You're not getting an explanation. You try to talk about it, and is not allowed access to speak on. You just have to go around, walk around your house, you know, like two magnets that share the same charge, and y'all keep repelling and shit like that. You know what I mean? And you got to be okay with that. So would that push you into the, you know, she ain't put the lock on this motherfucking back door over here? All right, let me see what's popping out here. Step on over here real quick. See what the grass is like over here. Looks greener. Does that give you reason or validation to do so, being that you're still married? She did it first, so, I mean, you know, I had to do what I had to do, right? Ain't that what they say? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. You know, I'm just interested in hearing what, I guess hypothetically, how some will respond to it. So, you know, on the other side of this break, if I could find the goddamn song I was looking for, we will get. Here we go. We will get back into that. 9:33. See you on the other side.
Get the missing when it's pistol, get the blick, and get your brains on the ignition. Nigga, listen. Play your position. Drug dealer, musician. Now I sell fruit. Let's call this fruition. School of hard knocks, yeah, I paid my tuition. If I made my decision that somebody gotta go, then you ought to dock a boat. You can find them when they fishing. The ghosts and them harder than Iron Man and Vision. All the Avengers, too many rap attenders need they brain on a fender. Got the full clip agenda. Who looking for a slot? I fit you in the schedule. Gonna put you to sleep. The bullets made it penetrate.
You fucking with professionals. We clear the place down. In a place, leave a nigga face down.
Trip out.
We got the spot case down. You motherfuckers face down.
You fucking with professionals.
We clear the place down. In a place, leave a nigga face down.
Trip out.
We got the spot case down. You motherfuckers face down.
You fucking with professionals.
Well, let me get back to it. A lot of niggas hop on the beat, but cannot rap to it. Now me, I change flows like you change clothes. The mango on the tip of the nine, out of the Durango. A lot of rappers sweeten in the 14th of February.
Yeah.
A pint of Ben and Jerry's,
yeah,
claiming they legendary.
Yeah.
I invite you to dance right in the cemetery. I ain't bring a song, just a 44 long. You a monkey, nigga. Why you fucking with King Kong? You a goldfish. I'm the megalodon in the pond. I'll make you a famous ghost. Yeah, you listening to Fame and Ghost, you cocksucker.
You fucking with professionals. We clear the place, Sam. Hit a place, leave a nigga face down. We got the spot case down. You motherfuckers face down. You fucking with professionals. We clear the place, Sam. Hit a place, leave a nigga face down. We got the spot case down. You motherfuckers face down.
Recommending you go, or recommending you know. You test me, I clap like it's the end of the show. Not your average Joe. I was stabbing you in your throat. Trying to duck the bad habits. Got a habit with the smoke. I'm really trying to mature. Niggas balance manure, but they lack horsepower when I'm stronger than Thor. I explore my options. I employ myself, so I enjoy myself. A nigga clicking on tour. I'm going through the window. Nigga knocking the doors. If you don't get the wave, my nigga staying on the shore. I just need a little fame. And that's worth a little fame. But this gonna make you dance for the cash and let it bang.
You fucking with professionals. We clear the place down. Hit a place, leave a nigga face down.
Trip out.
We got the spot case down. You motherfuckers face down.
You fucking with professionals.
We clear the place down. Hit a place, leave a nigga face down.
Trip out.
We got the spot case down. You motherfuckers face down.
You fucking with professionals.
Cause I'm looking for cash. You fucking with professionals. 9:37 Eastern, 8:37 Central. We transmit live from Mars and Jovi C, Midwest East Omaha. And DNS, that nigga said James. 914-219-0866 is the number to dial. Before the break, we were discussing just what can make a woman just turn cold when it comes down to just not giving up the goods. Better word. Again, 914-219-0866. If you're listening and you want to engage in the conversation, press the number 1. Let us know that you, you know, want to give your opinion, pause, your input, or if you just want to listen to three wild-ass niggas talk about this topic, then buckle up.
We hear all of it.
Yo, so, like, the fact that, one, if he's listening, or even if, you know, to put the energy in the atmosphere, because I don't know what the status of the union is, but, you know, my heart aches for your comrade, or for anyone, for that matter, who has
I'll
to
give
struggle.
You I'll give you the update.
For anyone who has to struggle to bust a nut with their wife.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's a tough situation, man. Like, and I think I can speak for all of us on it. Like, we don't have to have that conversation or even, you know, wrestle with that idea. And I tip my hat to, you know, you gentlemen for, I guess, keeping the balance enough to allow access freely, you know, as you guys trudge along, you know, so. Good shit to help in keeping things balanced. And you know, and hats off to your wives for being able to help keep us happy, all of our wives. This buzz for you. You know what I mean? This buzz for you. Definitely hats off to them. Yeah. So anyway, But again, I'm sorry, I didn't interject with that. I just wanted to, you know, give it up for the ladies one time, for the wives.
Hell yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, her lame ass over here raising the roof and shit. But,
but yeah, but I mean, you know.
It's just, go ahead, B.
Yeah, you know, and again, yeah, Jovi would be in the best. Well, Jovi and, I guess, now Sabe, they're in a good lane. Older kids, a little older. You know, so your accessibility, but, I mean, with the whole school thing, I just don't know how y'all niggas do it.
Man, you talking since March 17th, nigga. Yeah, you.
Zero fuck.
Y'all niggas is animals, B, like. And hats off to y'all for that, for keeping it, you know, Bowie State University days all the way through, keeping that same energy. You know what I'm saying? So, hats off to you, bro. You're my hero. My hero.
But
yeah,
but
man.
You know, also too, it also takes a lot of work to be able to communicate. You know what I'm saying? Things afloat and making sure everyone's, you know, because life happens. You know, like I said, you have two career-bound parents. There can be some time in between, and that's okay. But, like, my man's situation is a little bit egregious.
It was a little excessive. A little excessive.
That is. And just to go to a complete, like, oh shit, my brakes don't work. Like you just out of control. You just like what? You had everything going well, and then all of a sudden it's just, bah.
Yeah, not happening. And so the conclusion of the story, it went like this. So, so mind you, his wife at the time, you know, worked at the school too. Okay. And, you know, that whole, yeah, so there was like kind of like, I think like a faculty outing or something like that. And it came out that, you know, I don't know if I knew this early or whatever like that, but I should have picked up on it. But there was like him and like there was another one there. He was already like, you know, working on, you know what I'm saying? And so it got messy. And it came out after a few drinks were had, you know what I'm saying? And because I think the wife pinned it, you know what I'm saying, and called it out and everything like that. And I think that's when the paperwork went in for them to go their separate ways. And Shorty that he was working on the side while she was holding out, they ended up getting married like a year later.
What?
Hell yeah. But they happily ever after right now. So I'm happy for them. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I knew both
of them. I hung out with them a couple of times. Like, you know, they seem like they good for each other. And so far, so good. Like, you know, I'm happy for them whenever I see them put the anniversary posts up on social media. And the other lady, too. The other, his ex-wife, she went off and got married and had a baby, like, a year or two ago herself, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, she definitely just wasn't feeling that nigga no more, something like that. It was just something with that was maybe she felt like she rushed into it, and, you know, it was kind of like on some shit. Yeah, look back, kind of like some Frank the Tank and old school type shit or whatever like that. Like, I don't know if it was, you know, along those lines, but that's how it seemed like it was structured. Like, it happened too soon, and then, you know, she looked back on it, was like, wait, what the fuck did I do? And didn't know how to say it except by not saying shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just ain't going to talk about nothing. We ain't going to do nothing. We ain't going to talk about nothing. We ain't fucking nothing. I got to figure this out. Let's see what I just did. All
right, I'm out.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got from it. You know, once all that came out. But, you know, so all's well that ends well, right? They're both happily married in this individual situation. So, you know, maybe it was good for them to cut bait early on in the game while things were still relatively fresh, you know, instead of, you know, dragging it out 5-10 years, have assets between y'all that, you know, litigations can get complicated and shit like that. And, you know what I mean? Never know where it would end up at. So, you know, shout out to them for figuring it out, I guess, and getting happier than they were. You know? Happier.
Amen.
But with that, we are going to take another break, and then we will give you a live update of the NBA draft, as well as we have Did You Know on the way. We have an all-new Smash a Pass porn star style, and we have Bitch Please on the way. So get your Google ready if you don't know who these people are, but I'm giving you some pretty recognizable names. There may be some, you know, I would say some hidden creep that may show in a lot of us based on these answers if these guys know all of these names that I jotted down. Because I had to research some myself. But if you two sick bastards know all of these names that I jotted down, I'm gonna have to call. I'm gonna have to talk to Jesus tonight about you too. Okay.
Wouldn't be me. I know the basic. Not the basic. I know the mainstream names. Now Midwest Z, he might know the one that's playing in double and triple A.
Oh, the farm league. You don't know. You be there. He may know who the farms on the farms.
Wow.
She been fucking out of Van Noy's for 3 years until you said.
Oh no.
Well, we shall see. We got Did You Know on the way up next. What are we doing? We doing the stats of the Wives Holding Out edition, Did You Know?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, well, we're going to be right back with that. Top it out. No, not top it out. I'm tripping. About 10 minutes to the hour. 9:47. Take a break. Be right back.
Nissan Honda Chevy. Nissan Honda Chevy. Nissan Honda Chevy. My stash is never empty, baby. Nissan Honda Chevy. Nissan Honda Chevy. Nissan Honda Chevy. The diesel never get me. In my hoopty, I be swerving. The public, so I'm serving. Boost phone forever chirping. I be out there putting work. And know them dirty boys lurking. If they nab me, then it's curtain. So when I go see a person, I spin the block, so I'm certain that it's cool. I'm no fool. See, Raul is more than reckless. So I meet him when it's busy at that Mika Morgan exit off the BQ. BQE near Mickey D's. And occasionally treat myself to a nice little fish and cheese. I'm really, really in the street. Being broke's my enemy. Teacher said I'm dumb, but I dropped out and I know chemistry. I make that soft get hard and meet my homie Pito in the parking lot of Home Depot off Northern Boulevard. I got my route down packed. I'm about my stack, and my mouth don't chat. I let my bow bow clap, but I ain't with that, so I'm trying to get that though. Beamer, Benz, or Bentley, oh no, I stay low in that. Nissan Honda Chevy, Nissan Honda Chevy, Nissan Honda Chevy. My stash is never empty, baby. Nissan Honda Chevy, Nissan Honda Chevy, Nissan Honda Chevy. The diesel never get me.
I remember getting soup when I first had the act. I was the 9-7 coupe, I didn't know how to act. When Pedro did the stash, the body shop on Jerome. Way before the booth, I had the flip mobile phone. Before that, it was the beeper. Had one street sweeper. We all cut class, so we hardly knew the teacher when the rink was really hot. Rockin' Minx was really hot. We was on the car wagons, wasn't thinking about a drop. Now I scoop you in the charger, drop you off in the guinea. Let you out on the corner right before your boyfriend see me. Keep a low vehicle. When I'm low speeding through and I'm scooping up your... They don't notice that it's you. Jones. Used to watch my uncle do it. Yeah. Scoop him up in the Buick. Damn. One chick, Dolores, turned fiend. She was gorgeous. Where? Speak about cars, I think we still got a Taurus. I ain't gonna mention about the color, cause it's still taking orders.
Nissan Honda Chevy. Nissan Honda Chevy. Nissan Honda Chevy. My stash is never empty, baby. Nissan Honda Chevy. Nissan Honda Chevy.
I used to get me ready
Chevy.
And still put
the
tennis
never
on that.
Get me.
Nine forty-nine on the East Coast, 8:49 here in the Midwest. Transmitting live from Mars is the name of the show.
I am one of your hosts, Midwest Z, holding it down with DNS, Dark Nick Zerg. Also with King Jaffe Jofar, the Mean King of Hump Day Wednesdays. Once again, a very potent lineup of memes this week. Quite hilarious. Always keep me entertained. And we're always right on time. And speaking of which, because his memes are very sexually explicit, also as part of this conversation, did you know about why women don't actually have sex? And did you know that only of all women don't have, aka, wet dreams? Only 3%.
So what question about that? What is qualified as a wet dream for women? Like they go through the motion and actually like bust a nut in their sleep?
Same as a man, yeah. They
okay.
Yeah, either that or you know, they get damn close and then they wake up just completely. Yeah.
About to finish the job, and they wake up to finish the job.
Right. So,
finish
so
where
clean.
I left off at. We double click this mouse real quick.
Oh, man. Another one that I thought was did you know that a woman who does too much, now that's job, kids, cleans, you know, house chores, yada yada yada, right? And then, you know, you got one, because there are dudes out there who just kind of go to work and come home and that's it. But did you know that a woman who wears too many hats is about 65% less inclined to want sex with even her husband? That's a high percentage, hence the housewives or the lady next door or the MILF from up the street hitting on the garden boy or the pool boy. It all makes sense now.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
You know, that's a lot for anyone to do, right? Like for
absolutely.
One single person. Yeah, not cool. Then there was let me get to this one here. And the excuse that a headache. Not tonight, honey. I've got a headache. Is actually a bold-faced lie. Studies find that a headache is more. It actually increases a woman's sexual drive because the endorphins that are released during orgasm actually are. They have painkiller properties in them. And it's a natural reaction for a woman to want to have sex during a headache. I said, okay.
Oh, wow. 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 That's dirty.
Yeah.
That's dirty. God damn.
Yeah.
That's super foul. Like, foul, foul, foul.
That's super foul, bruh. Son. Like,
bruh. When I read it.
Think about how many, think about how many times you just turned over and was like, okay.
Right. Whole time.
Right.
Whole time.
All
right.
Whole
time.
Full of shit.
Oh, whatever. All right.
Yeah.
You got that.
Yeah.
You got that.
Yeah. That was one that was.
Gotta hold that L. We all
yeah,
have that
right?
L once at one point. We all have that L at one point.
And last but not least, the number one reason why women are not. Or and why a woman would not be interested is because she's not actually getting off.
Yeah.
And women see it as not just like for a dude, like for us, like, oh yeah, I'm trying to get some, right? Like, get some. They don't see it like that. Like they need the full.
Yeah,
they
want to bust
in
that too. No, they want to bust in that too.
Well,
I mean, like that. Yeah, that shit ain't fair.
Right. Well, right,
I agree.
You know, but
I agree.
No,
I agree.
Look, I'm not arguing.
Yeah, I
but,
agree.
Completely. Yeah, right. Because imagine, you know, you get in there,
five, 10 strokes, and she's losing her shit, and then all, you know, and then she's like,
all
right,
after that, she's like, all right, she's like, I'm good. Like, hold on.
Right.
Like,
wait, hold up.
Hey, what you mean?
Imagine what that feels like.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Hey, what you mean? What you mean?
Right. Well, I just need two more minutes. No, no, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to take this nap real quick. Niggas be tight. Niggas be mad as shit.
I'm gonna just climb on top of you and finish up here.
I'll be done in a minute. Don't worry about me.
Yep. Don't even worry about me.
Don't even worry about me. I'll figure it out. Oh, there it is, ladies and gentlemen.
And that is our DJ.
And I didn't play the damn the Jeopardy music. And I forgot, yo, last week I forgot to mention the fact that we lost Alex Trebek. The day that you did for the first time in months, because of the other shit was taking precedence at the time for everybody's segment. I forgot to acknowledge that, man. 2020 yeah. just ain't playing fair, nigga. Like, it just ain't playing. Somebody go bubble wrap Stevie Wonder somewhere, please. We can't afford to lose him. He's all we got.
There have been so many, and I don't know if it's because we're more inclined to what's going on because of life, like, you know what I'm saying, like we're more inbound, we're not out and about doing shit. When we hear stuff, oh, that sucks, and then you just keep moving, we're more focused, or has it really been that bad of a, I mean, and I know the answer to the question, but I feel like, you know, there's a certain percentage of it where it's like, you know, this is going to happen anyway. But then there's a larger percentage of, yo, I mean, even not just in your own personal realm, but just in the world in general, like, why are all these, like, where they got, like, what's
now,
going on?
Now, Alex Trebek is a staple, I think, of anybody's childhood, because everybody's parents watch Jeopardy at some point in their life. Or you watch
grandparents
at some point.
Yeah.
Yo,
right.
Alex Trebek is a staple of nostalgia in anybody's life at any given time. Somebody's in house watched Jeopardy at some point.
Him and Bob Barker, baby.
Bob Barker, yo, that was my guy right there. That was my guy right there. Bob Barker, Alex Trebek. Those two names right there. Those are ironclad in nostalgia. You could bring up anything about everybody's gonna have a different memory of either one of those two names.
Think about this, and I wanted to make sure I got my stats right. 37 years he's been on TV. 37 years.
Longer than I've been alive.
Yeah, because you were born what? 80? When were you born?
84.
Okay, started in 84, but obviously before you were born. But he turned 37 just earlier this year. 37.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, you think about it, you're like, yo, I mean, he's been around as long as you have a television memory, essentially.
That's what I'm saying. That's how crazy, that's how ingrained that name and that memory is to any youth of our generation. Everybody know who the fuck Alex Trebek is, whether explicitly or just passively. Everybody knows who Alex Trebek is, the host of Jeopardy. Everybody knows who Jeopardy is.
Yep.
Everybody knows the theme music.
And they know the song.
Yo.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's pop culture legend status, B. Instant legend status. Instant Hall of Famer. No ballot.
Right.
You don't need no ballot. He instantly goes into the hall.
Right.
Instantly goes into the hall.
And if anyone questions it,
they're a serial killer.
Stage right.
Yeah, they're a serial killer. I'm convinced.
Right.
The elevator goes to the top floor. I'm convinced. But yes, 2020 hasn't been playing fair, and it's not going to play fair next week when Thanksgiving rolls around, because you guys can't have more than 10 motherfuckers over at the crib. Some of y'all hood asses got 10 people right inside the house. So we so
damn,
you know,
just about.
So you
yeah,
know
they're
close. They're one player short of a forfeit for a baseball team in that household.
Oh my
one player short. Top of the hour. we're gonna take a break. We'll come right back and talk about how we're gonna handle these holidays and probably get cursed out on the other side of the break. But I'm probably going to be the bitch sleeve because that's what we're doing at the top of the hour.
You
anyway.
Might even be the bitch sleeve.
It's probably going to be me. So let's get into it. 10 o'clock. Be right back. My shit is doing bad again.
You know what
again.
The fuck is up, nigga? Hell the shit, nigga. GXF5, nigga. Smash and scrape.
Yeah. Who running this shit? It's not even close. The double R colored man in the shoddy is close. That's the Buffalo niggas, they catch the bodies the most. 30 on my hip, I bet I will not get approached. My son gon' be a hustler, I see it all in his eyes. I pull on the back seat every foreign I drive. My connect like dominoes, I can order a pie. I hit him back, like matter of fact, I want all your supply.
Give me all that shit, pop.
We used to skip school, lugging a big tool. My dog Lock, we on the dance floor, under the table, Swiss shoes. In Brentwood, mansion with the big pool, rocking my big jewels. I came up, make a fish move.
Whip that shit up, nigga.
Don't call my phone if you ain't buying 10 kilos. My OG used to be the source, like Benzino. I'm like Sosa with the goons, I can send people. Versace down, drive the Ferrari like I'm Vin Diesel.
To the label, but you niggas know better to play with her. And I'm gonna be stacking the way and up soon as I feel like this ratchet don't pay enough. Cop 9, so 8 years late, but you know me, I'm staying up. Bougie bitch, yeah, that's my type. You need 6 figures just to lay with her. Ran it up, cause I trap a lot. These niggas know about the cash I got. But my plug's still playing broke. He an old Navy in the Apple Watch. When I'm getting in the fish weight, I don't need bait or tackle box. I'm a real dope boy, nigga. On my birthday, I got a half a block. Niggas won't rock me to sleep. I took big risks just so we could eat. Sold grams, even stumbled over 100 bands in the B&E. Everybody get money, even quarter ounce boys make a G a week. It's about who you feeding, nigga. If it's bleeding, nigga, get a team of peace. I was young in a state pen, just enough time to make friends. If we link up and make plans, it's a done deal, let's shake hands. You won't understand me unless you move your family to a place they feel safe in. Fuck what these hoes talk about, cause I'm more concerned with the bank saying. Couple things you should pick up on. My rules, you be sticking to them. Principles, what we sitting on. If he got hot, we get blisters to him. Comfortable in my own hood, same type of time that Nip was on. But I already beat the odds, cause they say gangsters never lit as long.
Omaha.
914-219-0866 is the number to dial. And it's bitch please time. And
bitch please.
As much as I would have appreciated, you know, eviscerating DNS for his slander.
I'm calling a spade, my nigga. I know how to count. I know how to count.
Wait,
say that.
There's bigger fish to fry.
All right, amen.
I'm sorry, bro.
In the spirit of the NBA draft, this bitch please goes to, you guessed it, the Washington Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Bitch please.
Oh, God.
More of the same. You got rid of a shitty GM. You've had a history of shitty GMs. And Tommy Shepard, you know, he got the job. Everyone lauded, you know, the hiring and, you know, how it just seemed like they kind of broke away from the old regime finally, because it wasn't just this guy that was passed down from this guy that was passed down from this guy. So, like, they did a total regime change and brought in an outside person just for this son of a bitch to draft another small forward. If you know anything about the Wizards, you know that they don't draft small forwards for shit.
That's
the only decent one that they had, they traded and kept the one that they ended up paying just to trade him a year later. So, Rui Hachimura, they got him playing the four.
I think you need to explain who those people were, because I'm not sure if the Wizards make it outside of the market too much. As far as their infamous,
oh,
as far
they
as
should
roster
because
goes.
They both start. They both start somewhere. One of them plays for your Bulls. One Otto Porter.
Otto Porter.
And
yeah.
The other was Oubre.
Yeah, yeah. Carlos Oubre.
Kelly Oubre. Yeah, they like the everybody likes him. Everybody like whatever team he goes to. He's a locker room favorite.
Like him.
He's a coach's player.
Yeah. You don't talk. You play defense, and he'll give you buckets.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Wow.
And who knows?
Oh,
this
wow.
This Israeli guy might actually be the goods. But in a draft that, quite honestly, and we alluded to it at the beginning of the show, as far as just the watering down of college basketball. And I honestly feel like players, these 6'4", 6'5", guys that were playing basketball, I think a lot of them are playing football now. If you look at the receivers that have kind of hit the league in the last 10 years.
You know,
that's
the move to make. I mean, if you're not going to get in the NBA, you're definitely going to go to the NFL.
That's
especially
fair.
Since you can't really tackle anymore.
Right.
No,
but I digress.
Right.
Washington Wizards.
Oh.
You make being a fan so fucking difficult. And for
it's
those
an adventure. It's an adventure.
For those who are new to the show, outside of professional football, I'm a homer. Like I root for all of the home teams here. I can't bring myself to root for the Washington football team because I love football too much to root for that. So,
wow.
That's fair. I mean, at least he's honest.
Washington Wizards. Yeah, Washington Wizards. Fuck you.
Bitch, please.
But I'll be watching the games. Ooh. I'll be watching the games December 22nd, though.
Yeah, I think everybody's excited for it. Everybody's excited for it. So, we thank you for your contribution to the show. COVID Thanksgiving, you know, what is that going to mean to you guys? We got to tackle that on the other side of this break right here. And like I said, we got to get to our smash or pass. We got about 20 minutes left in the show. More than enough time to talk our shit. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Bitch, please.
Oh, shit. I thought that was a song I was supposed to play. My bad. I don't
Hello.
Oops. All right, so yeah. This is what we're going to do right here. Be right back.
Got me hot.
We're about to wind this bitch up. Anderson .Paak, T.I., Come Down. I like that joint. I like to play that at parties. Maybe he was looking at me like, I ain't never heard this shit in a long time.
Yeah, nigga. You got a real DJ. So what do you guys, real quick, because we ain't really get a chance to cover it as much as we would like to. What are you guys' plans for this, you know, the restrictions for, you know, next week's festivities? I know I'm playing with Chris.
Yeah, so we're, you know, barring everyone being healthy, the plan is to go to her parents, and it's just going to be, it's minimal. It's just us and them and her brother and his wife and their boys. But, you know, it's still really kind of up in the air. I mean, at this point, it's more about intelligence than emotions, you know. And for me, I could care less either way, right? Like, it's the statement was made earlier this week. You can go and have your Thanksgiving and never have one again as a family, or you can stay separated and have years to come to enjoy. And so it's like a matter of perspective, you know what I mean? And I'm just, you know, for me, I'm just playing it by ear at this point. Like, you know, that's the plan, but anybody start to get the sniffles or a fever, I'm good. And I can be, I don't care what anyone feels like. I will not expose myself unnecessarily if I don't have to. Plain and simple.
I could dig it. I could dig it. A lot of uncertainties about this situation, man. So, you know, if you don't, you know, it's kind of hard to decipher all the facts to it because of the misinformation that's been given out purposely on it. It leaves people in a conundrum of not knowing what really to believe and not knowing what to trust and what not to trust. But obviously, the best, you know, safety is paramount for individually, family wise, and mainly for the kids also. Absolutely. This thing is ever evolving. More information is coming out daily. You know what we know, but we don't know what we don't know.
Speaking of that, real quick, you know, they came up with another, like, syndrome of it today. So there's asymptomatic, and then there's now pre-symptomatic phases. And I'm like,
no, come on, stop. Just fucking stop. It's fucking cold flu cold season, man. Stop.
I'm just telling
you. What the fuck is next? If you breathe, if your heart rate increases while you're running, you might have COVID, nigga. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. They're thinking of anything to keep people scared. Fuck out of here, yo.
They have it where I'm just gonna break it down real quick. Where upon exposure, days 1 through 5 are called pre-symptomatic phases. Okay, which also follow the guidelines of asymptomatic syndrome or whatever, right? And then, because technically speaking, it won't really hit you until about day 10, between 10 and 14 days after exposure.
Man, so whatever. Like, whatever. This is a walking death sentence according to some news stations. Nigga, like, fuck out of here. Why I got to wait 10 to 14 days just to know that I got it, but it ain't doing nothing to me? Like, either I got this shit or I don't. Either I need to take some time away from myself so I don't get anybody else infected, or I don't. Stop trying to make up shit just to make me think, because I open one eye at a time because I got extra fucking spackle in one eye. Then you pause. Then, you know, I do normally because the seasons is changing that I got to go get tested now. Yeah, son, give me a fucking break. We're approaching cold and flu season. This is what I'm saying. This is what the fucking confusion is going to drive people to believe. The normal colds that they would get, whether it be severe colds, chest colds, head colds, or, like, you know, total body, you know, aches and pains colds or whatever like that.
You mean the original version of COVID?
They're going to think it's that, nigga. Like, come on.
The original version of COVID. The same COVID that we would get as kids
that would give you the body aches, that would give you a fever.
All that shit. Everything.
You lose all of
it. You down for a day or two,
right
strong.
Back.
You bounce right back like it never happened. Nigga, there was times that I, compared to what they talking about right now, what COVID is, I had that shit one time as a kid, nigga. I ain't gonna never forget. I was in my room for about 3-4 days straight. My mom came in there to check on me and just keep me hydrated. You know what she gave me?
Yo.
She gave me no water. You know what she gave me every time she came in there? Ginger ale, nigga. Ginger ale, nigga. Please, my mom's the baby boomer, nigga. They believe ginger ale cures all, fam.
Right.
Crazy as
cussing
hell.
And ginger ale. No bullshit.
Yo, nigga, that's what I'm saying. So between that
no
shit,
bullshit.
You know what I mean? So she had me on that shit for like three days. And I swear to God, it was just like right after like that third day I was down, I got out the bed and was just like, yo, fuck was I missing? Like it was nothing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So
now,
I will
like,
say in 2009. In 2009, I did get that H1N1. Okay,
you did say you said that strain was real, and I'm not.
He was fucked up.
But that's what I'm saying. But Z,
yeah, I was sick, my nigga. Like that was
the fact remains of what we're saying. The consistency that we kept on this show when it came to this topic is the fact that nobody's downplaying the severity of it. If you get an extreme case. Nobody on this panel has challenged that fact ever. We put a disclaimer out this show between one of us before we start talking on it to let people know our stance on it and why we speak on it the way we do.
Right.
And we always acknowledge the fact that, yes, this is a real threat. No, this is
mm-hmm.
no nothing to take lightly if you catch, you know what I'm saying, an aggressive version of this. Nobody's saying that on this show.
Right.
We're acknowledging the fact that there is something out there lurking that nobody's seen before. We get that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That part of it, the contagion part and the contamination part, and what it runs and running this course part, that shit is legit. Nobody's challenging that. We just challenge the storyline behind it though. That's where the challenge comes from.
Leading up to the actuality of the finished product, if you will.
I'm saying. That's all. I mean,
I
so
that.
Far we've been pretty fucking dead on point to what has been surfacing so far. That's a big connector. That's all I'm saying. Me and Vita was reading something earlier, and we was watching some, you know, doing some other research on this whole situation at hand and everything like that. And the question that we never say is we're gonna move to the smash and pass shortly in regarding all of this is you hear one source of information that you get from the mainstream media. And even if you guys decide not to watch mainstream media, you wanna read their websites. So you're getting it from the same source. All right. Motherfuckers be acting like I don't watch the news, but they read the shit. They get updates and they get articles sent to their phone. They follow them on Twitter. So you're basically watching the news, dumb motherfuckers. Like, you're not, you know, you're not circumventing anything. You're getting the same information. So the point I'm raising is this. Is the fact of that set of information you believe but you don't believe, but the set of information that people like Joe VZ and myself and our resident call-ins, Biz and Balco, they give perspective on another side of facts that are debatable. It's like what Optimus Prime said it in fucking Transformers 2 when they wanted them off the planet because the only reason that these Decepticons are coming here is because of them. We always get, you know, death and destruction when you niggas trying to find them. He said, y'all get out of here, or this is going to go away. What Optimus Prime said, we'll do it, but what if you're wrong? You're wrong? That all the shit we were saying all this time was really what the fuck was going on. And y'all niggas was, y'all was so woke. Y'all was sleepwalking, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know,
listen, you know, that's the one thing we're all waiting for is the end result, so we can look back and be like, for real though, like for real though.
It is not even going to be on no braggadocious shit like how I told you so.
No, not at all.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't even on it like that. We ain't even on it like that, man.
We could
be, and we damn sure should be.
Yeah.
And we have every fucking right to do so. Every right. But that ain't how that we just trying like, you know, spread the light, man. We trying to spread the light. But anyway though, 5 minutes left, 10:25. We hope that you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving, whether it be full of people or not. Just stay informed, just stay aware of your surroundings, man. That's all we can encourage people to do. Just be smart. You know what I'm saying? Be smart. And if you're not feeling well, obviously stay at home. The contagion is real. Don't play yourself in, you know, be that selfish and do that to motherfuckers. I hear people just normally sick and still come around motherfuckers. Like, stay home, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like,
right.
Fuck COVID, nigga. Fuck COVID, nigga. If you got just a goddamn cold, stay home, nigga. Nobody want that shit. You ain't gonna try to hit the L and drink after share the cup with niggas passing around because fuck out of here, nigga. Like,
we hit that shit.
Yeah, nah, fam. Go take your day. Go take your Dayquil, nigga, and get out of here. So anyway, couple minutes left in the show. We haven't done a smash and pass in months. I felt like saying years. We haven't done a smash and pass in months. We're doing porn star version. So Joe, you may need to get your Google out so you can compare the folks that I'm going to run down the list of. But these the first couple you should know.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Jada Fire or Cherokee?
Fire.
Yeah.
I gotta go with Cherokee, man. Jada, she grunt too. Jada grunt too mannish for me though. She too silverbackish for me, nigga. Like, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I mean, she get busy. Don't get it twisted. I ain't gonna be disappointed. She get busy, but I just that you know. I can't do that. All right. Roxy Reynolds. Now these are all prime. This is all prime form. I'm not talking about right now.
Okay.
So my prime all form. Right. Okay.
All right.
Roxy Reynolds or Pinky?
Pinky.
Roxy.
I'm going with Roxy too. Yeah, Pinky was a huge animal though.
That gap in her teeth. Okay.
Let's go throwback. Vanessa Del Rio or Janet Jackson?
Oh my
gosh. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's tough. Vanessa Del Rio, Janet Jackson.
I'll say Del Rio.
I gotta go with Del Rio too, but goddamn, it's not by much. It's not by much.
Oh man, what a throwback.
Yeah. All right.
I'm gonna have to look that way.
Yeah, all right. Okay, we got almost a little minute left. Let's go international. Mia Khalifa or Bridget B.
I'm gonna go Mia Khalifa just because she's from the DMV.
What?
I'll get with you on that. I'm gonna go with Bridget B. I gotta go with Bridget B.
I'm going with Bridget. They're
both like, you know, not as animated, but there's something about Bridget B that I'll give her the pass for some reason. I don't know why. I'll go with Bridget B. All right. Let's go to Battle of the MILFs. Lisa Ann or Ava Adams?
Ava Adams.
You don't know the MILFs? You don't know the Queen MILFs?
Nah, son.
Adams.
Oh,
I'm
my
going
God.
Adams all day.
You go Adams all day? Nah, I gotta go Lisa Ann, my nigga. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm talking about Prime Lee Sands. But that's it for tonight. I got a couple more. We got to run out of time, ladies and gentlemen. See y'all Monday. Peace.
Yeah. Peace.
Eric.